From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Justice Department has brought corruption charges against 9 officials affiliated with FIFA, the governing body of the International Soccer Federation. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the charges include money laundering, wire fraud, and racketeering linked to soccer tournaments in the U.S. and Latin America.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the soccer officials collected more than $150 million in bribes and kickbacks over 24 years.
They did this over and over, tournament after tournament.
This is allegedly how the marketing companies, also named in the indictment, got broadcast and sponsorship rights for games. The chief of criminal investigation at the IRS, Rich Weber, said the defendants acted out of greed.
This really is the World Cup of fraud. And today we are issuing FIFA a red card.
7 soccer officials have been arrested in Switzerland, and 5 corporate executives are facing charges. The FBI has also raided the offices of the FIFA branch based in Miami. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Many parts of Houston and Central Texas are still underwater after days of heavy rains and flash flooding. The severe weather has been blamed for at least 6 deaths in Houston. The city of San Marcos is one of the hardest hit areas. City manager Ken Bell says search and rescue efforts are ongoing.
We are still in search mode. Every time that it rains, that poses a problem for our guys on the ground down there, in Wimberley especially. I've talked with the fire chief and his folks continuously, especially overnight. We have over 100 people from state assets, local assets, in the riverways.
Several people are still missing in the tourist town of Wimberley. Their home was ripped from its foundation and later slammed into a bridge. A federal appeals court has struck down an Arkansas law banning abortions after 12 weeks. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the law is considered among the most restrictive in the country.
A 3-judge panel of judges, all appointed by President George W. Bush, permanently barred the 12-week ban from going into effect. They noted that the state, in defending the ban, had not contested medical affidavits stating that a fetus 12 weeks old cannot survive outside the womb and that the general point of viability is 24 weeks. Given those uncontested facts, the court said, it is bound by the Supreme Court's decisions reaffirming the rights of women to obtain an abortion before viability without undue interference from the state. Arkansas's law, the court said, amounts to such undue interference. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are rebounding from steep losses yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 121 points at 18,163. The Nasdaq up 73 points. The S&P 500 up 19. This is NPR News in Washington. There are fewer people going hungry around the globe, according to a new report from the United Nations. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, the UN estimates the number of hungry people has dropped to about 800 million. That's compared to more than a billion 25 years ago.
The report finds that rates of hunger in the developing world have decreased significantly, from 23% in 1990 to about 13% today. Some countries in Latin America, Southeast Asia, and Western Africa have made fast progress, the report finds. There are multiple factors underlying the progress, including improvements in agriculture and more trade overall. Yet some regions are still struggling. For instance, almost 1 in 4 people in sub-Saharan Africa don't get enough food. The report finds that helping small family farms in the developing world to increase productivity is key to progress. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has outlined the government's plan for the new session of Parliament. She described the agenda for the new Conservative governing body today, including a vote on whether to remain in the European Union.
My government will renegotiate the United Kingdom's relationship with the European Union and pursue reform of the European Union for the benefit of all member states.
With the party having full control of the government, Prime Minister David Cameron will get the opportunity to implement his agenda without compromise. He begins a 3-day European tour tomorrow. He's expected to meet with his French and German counterparts. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.